This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid tribute to Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose on his 128th birth anniversary, celebrated as Parakram Divas at the Central Hall of Samvidhan Sadan in New Delhi. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge and other leaders also paid their respects. This year, the Parakram Divas celebration was organized for the first time at the historic Barabati Fort in Cuttack, the birthplace of one of India's most indomitable leaders, Netaji, for 3 days starting yesterday. Remembering Netaji, Prime Minister Modi urged citizens to stay united in the pursuit of Viksit Bharat. In his video message, the Prime Minister said, countrymen must strive to work towards achieving the goal of developed India.
2021 में सरकार ने निर्णय लिया कि नेताजी की जयंती को अब पराक्रम दिवस के रूप में मनाया जाएगा। इंडिया गेट के समीप नेताजी की विशाल प्रतिमा लगाना, अंडमान में द्वीप का नाम नेताजी के नाम पर रखना, गणतंत्र दिवस की परेड में INA के जवानों को नमन करना सरकार की इसी भावना का प्रतीक है।
While interacting with school students present at the Central Hall of Samvidhan Sadan in New Delhi, the Prime Minister inquired from the students about the goal of the nation by 2047, to which a student with utmost confidence answered, to make India a developed nation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also termed the PM Surya Ghar Yojana as a tool to tackle climate change. He said that solar panels installed on the rooftop of the house under the scheme helps in producing electricity through solar energy, eliminating the need to pay electricity bills. President of Indonesia Prabowo Subianto arrived in New Delhi tonight ahead of the 76th Republic Day celebrations. President Prabowo will witness the Republic Day as the chief guest on 26 January of this month. During his 4-day visit, President Prabowo will meet President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi. He will also call on the External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and attend the ceremonial reception at Rashtrapati Bhavan. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will hold the Halwa ceremony, the final stage of the Union Budget preparation process, today in New Delhi. As per the convention, she will be joined by the Minister of State for Finance, Pankaj Chaudhary, secretaries and senior officials during the ceremony. The Union Budget 2024-25 will be presented in the Parliament on the 1st of next month. Campaigning for 70-member Delhi Assembly polls is in full swing. Prominent leaders of the BJP, Aam Aadmi Party and Congress are trying to woo the voters in favour of their candidates by conducting road shows, door-to-door campaigns and public meetings. Senior BJP leader and Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath held public meetings in Kirari, Janakpuri and Karol Bagh area. Mr. Adityanath hit out at the ruling Aam Aadmi Party for alleged poor conditions of roads and cleanliness issues in the national capital. Meanwhile, Aam Aadmi Party convener Arvind Kejriwal also addressed several rallies in the city. Addressing a gathering in Harinagar area, Mr. Kejriwal claimed that in the last 10 years, the AAP has done a lot of work for the city. On the other hand, senior party leader Pawan Khera, Delhi Congress President Devendra Yadav and other prominent leaders launched the theme song of the party for the Delhi polls. Addressing the media, Mr. Khera targeted Aam Aadmi Party for an alleged liquor scam in the city. Indian short film Anuja has achieved a significant milestone by securing a nomination in the Best Short Film Live Action category for the Oscars 2025. The other short films to make it to the final nomination list are Alien, The Last Ranger, I'm Not a Robot and The Man Who Could Not Remain Silent. Secretary, Ministry of Information and Broadcasting Sanjay Jaju visited the Akashwani and Doordarshan camp office located at Sector 4 at Mahakumbh Nagar in Prayagraj and reviewed the arrangements made for the coverage of Mahakumbh 2025. In the ICC Under-19 Women's Cricket T20 World Cup, defending champions India defeated Sri Lanka by 60 runs in their third and final Group A fixture in Kuala Lumpur. And that is the end of this news bulletin.